Five kinds of korbano were brought by the Kohanim. The Ola, the Mincha, the Chata, the Asham. And don't forget the Shlamim, Nadav and Avihu showed up, Sarah held in their hand.
This week's Parsha is Tzav. And to hear last year's telling of Parshat Tzav, you can click through in the description below. Now, as a reminder, Parshat Vayikra establishes the idea that the Kohanim are going to be responsible for bringing a series of korbanot, translated as sacrifices, or ways to draw closer to God. And it would be the responsibility of the Kohanim to bring these sacrifices, these korbanot, led by the first ever Kohen, Aaron, and his sons and their sons for forever. Now, there is an interesting midrash that I just learned in preparing for this podcast about an imagined conversation between Moshe and Aaron that has some similar tones to what I shared from last week, but is uniquely different. So the conversation that the Midrash imagines goes like this. Moshe and Aaron are talking about the korbanot, and Moshe says, "All right, well, Aaron, so are you ready? You ready to bring the korbanot?" And Aaron starts to get cold feet, starts to become nervous, and he says, "I don't think it should be me. Moshe, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so appreciative of the opportunity. I really am honored, but I don't think it can be me. You can find somebody else. Maybe Bezalel, maybe Hor, maybe anybody. Just it can't be me." And Moshe says, "Aaron, God has chosen you. God told me when I was up on Har Sinai receiving the Torah while you all were waiting for me, that you, Aaron, and your sons, for all time, were going to be the ones responsible for helping bring these korbanot." And Aaron said, "Yeah, you see, that's exactly it, Moshe. That's exactly the problem. God told you, while you were on Har Sinai, that I was going to bring the korbanot. But, oh, I don't even want to remind you, but do you remember what happened while you were up on Har Sinai? While I was left in charge? You remember the egel hazahav, the golden calf? That was me. I was responsible for that. And when you came down, you were so angry at me. And God was angry at me. And yeah, I apologize, and I know that you forgave me, but I just can't imagine that God still wants me to be the one to bring these korbanot. I am basically responsible for the egel hazahav." And Moshe says, "Okay, listen, brother, first of all, you're not responsible for the egel hazahav, okay? All right, I just want to put that out there. Neither me or God see you as being responsible for the egel hazahav. Yes, you bear some responsibility. Yes, you apologized, we forgave you, and it was not your best moment. But the people who bear the most responsibility for the egel hazahav are the Erev Rav, the mixed multitude, the people who came out of Egypt with the rest of Bnei Israel, and they riled everybody up against you. You were in a really tough spot because of those Erev Rav, and they're all gone now. We've gotten rid of them. So it's good that you take responsibility, and yes, you do have some responsibility on your shoulders, but no, it doesn't disqualify you from being able to be the Kohen. Okay? All right? So now you're ready to go? You're ready to get started on preparing to become the Kohen Gadol?" He goes, "Okay, one other thing, Moshe. It's just, I don't think I'm worthy. I mean, this whole time, I've just kind of been your brother, the one standing next to you, you know, doing some of the actions that God calls on to do, and, you know, sometimes speaking on your behalf, but you're really the leader, Moshe. I mean, maybe you should be the Kohen Gadol instead of me. I mean, you're the one that talks to God. I'm just your brother. And there was some work that I had to do as your older brother to kind of accept the fact that you were chosen instead of me. But I get it now. You're a wonderful leader, and I'm just nothing like that. I don't think that I'm worthy of being the Kohen Gadol. Aaron, you see, that is exactly why you are worthy of being the Kohen Gadol. Because of your anivut. Because of your humility. Honestly, anyone who really thinks that they should be the Kohen Gadol probably shouldn't be the Kohen Gadol, because there is a lot of reverence, a lot of self-awareness and humility that is required in order to really approach God in the way that is going to be expected of you. So yes, you're going to have some beautiful clothing, some extraordinary robes, all of this special garb that you're going to wear that's going to elevate you above Bnei Israel, not because you're better than them, but because you take on this huge, awesome responsibility of being the go-between communicator between the people and God through the Korbanot. So, Aaron, brother, you are ready. And Aaron says, okay, all right. So what do we do? How do we do this? And Moshe says, okay, I can tell you're nervous. It's a big deal. I think that we need to practice. So the Mishkan is already built. So here's what we're going to do. Gather your sons together. He says, all right, I can gather my four sons together. Itamar, Nadav, Avihu, Eleazar. He says, all right, gather them together. And actually gather all of Bnei Israel together for a practice run. And Aaron says, but wait, hold on a minute. If I'm going to be the Kohen Gadol in the practice run, then I'm not going to know what to do. And having everybody watching me, that's going to be really stressful. And Moshe says, no. Okay, listen. During the practice runs, I'm going to dress up as the Kohen Gadol, okay? I'm going to kind of act like I'm the Kohen Gadol. And we're going to see if God accepts the sacrifices or not. But God knows that these are all just practices, okay? Because that'll be the way that God knows, is that I'll be dressed as the Kohen Gadol. And you, Aaron, should be, you know what? Don't even be one of the Kohanim, Aaron. You should be one of the Leviim, one of the Levites, one of the people who's going to be responsible for kind of cleaning up in the Mishkan, taking care of the maintenance workers of the Mishkan. And especially since you're going to be in charge of the Mishkan going forward, you should know what it is to have the job of the people who have kind of the more menial jobs, but that are also deeply important. The jobs like working in the maintenance. Kind of like undercover boss, I guess. So let's do that, Aaron. Let's have a practice. We'll practice for 7 days. A whole week of practices. Your sons, you'll get to watch me do it. We'll try things out. We'll experiment. We'll practice. We'll review. We'll debrief. We'll do all of that stuff for 7 whole days. Okay? All right? Don't worry. We're going to do all of that. And then on the 8th day, it's finally going to come. It's finally going to be time to officially dedicate the Mishkan and begin the process of doing Korbanot. And Aaron says, okay, wait, I have one more question. I'm so sorry. Okay. And by the way, this is directly from this week's Parsha, but is not in the dialogue. This part I'm making up, but it's connected to this week's Parsha. Aaron goes, okay, I was reading the rules about the Shlamim and how that Thanksgiving offering that somebody would bring if they had like gone through a difficult time or had just gone through a difficult journey or got over an illness, that the Shlamim sacrifice is supposed to be brought with bread. Is that right? Like challah? So not just the meat from the animal, but also bread like a challah. And Moshe said, yeah, see, you're paying good attention. And Aaron said, I know, but what about on Pesach? On Pesach, which is a holiday that's coming up, we aren't supposed to eat any bread, any chametz. And Moshe said, you see, Aaron, you're already getting the hang of it. That is close, careful reading of the text that you just did there, right there, okay? Yes, you're right, that on Pesach, you won't bring the chalot, they'll bring matzah. It'll be a part of the sacrifice, okay? So does that make you feel better, knowing that you're paying really close attention, asking all the right questions, and I'm going to model it for you, and it's going to be great? And Aaron says, okay, yeah. All right, yeah, I think it's going to be good. I think I can do it. Yeah, Moshe, thank you. And so Aaron and his sons prepare for 7 whole days, believing that everything is going to be great. Well, we're going to find out that not everything is so great. And we're going to find out why in next week's podcast, Parsha. Shabbat shalom, everyone.
Over, let's turn it over.